BBC Radio Norfolk, The Tea Time Show with Paul Hayes. The time is 5:15. And it's time now for our monthly visit to the cinema. Last year witnessed the opening of a training centre for bell ringers at St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich, just opposite our studios here at Radio Norfolk. The Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre enables aspiring bell ringers to train using computer software which simulates bell ringing. My next guest's passion for recording the sound of church bells from across the county has added greatly to the experience. He's been around dozens of churches and passed the sound of their bells to St Peter Mancroft. He's also made a film to document the project. Sound recordist, church bell enthusiast and filmmaker Chris Richmond joins me now. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Alongside Nikki Thomas, who's the manager at the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre. Nikki, hello.
Hello.
So we'll speak to you both in just a moment, but first of all, we'd better hear a clip from the film.
So when you're ready...
It turns out that the bells are fitted with an unusual slider mechanism consisting of a metal pendulum, which swings in a small arc when the stay makes contact. With a bit of luck, the noise won't prove too intrusive in the recording. Each bell in the tower is recorded in turn until all bells are captured. Then, finally, the bells are lowered.
Okay, couple of rounds to start with. Look to treble's going, she's gone.
That's just a little taste of the film, which you can see on the Norfcon Film website. Just do a search online for Norfcon Film, or it's norfconfilm.tumblr, without the E, of course, .com. But, Chris, that sounds like a fascinating process. So is it basically a sort of large-scale version of what many people know as a sampling?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, that's sort of what it is. We record the sound of each bell individually as you would sort of an instrument, the notes of an instrument.
And then you can put them all together and make different sounds from them. Nikki, can you explain to us a little bit about the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre and sort of the story behind that?
Yes, so it's a teaching centre that was put in 12 months ago. And during that time, we've had over 2,000 ringers come through, repeat visits, of course. We have regular practice sessions there. And we've got our computer system set up where you can practice your bell ringing. And the sound that comes with that software is a little bit dull. So we got in touch with Chris, who was able then to go out, and he's recorded some of the bells of Norfolk. And we've got a lot of bells in Norfolk, and some of them are beautiful. And they've now been put onto our laptop so that we can hear the genuine bells of Norfolk while we're ringing, including our unringable bells of Norwich, which there are quite a lot.
And of course, Norwich and Mancroft in particular is very important in the history of bell ringing. It's the home of bell ringing, basically, isn't it?
It is. The first peal was rung there in 1715. So the Norwich bell ringers worked out the mathematical pattern to create a peal and were the first ringers to do that. And now every day up and down the country, there are hundreds of peals rung each week. And Norwich was where the first ever peal was rung.
Certainly history that's worth celebrating and is being celebrated indeed in this new film. So, Chris, where did your interest in the subject come from?
Well, my interest as an amateur filmmaker and then sound recordist, I was looking for a new subject to record, and living in rural Norfolk, I knew of church bells ringing and I thought, you know, what a wonderful subject to record. And it escalated very quickly from there.
So did you always have this sort of project in mind when you started doing that, or what did you have in mind when you first started doing it?
Well, I mean, to begin with, I wasn't involved in the bell ringing fraternity at all. It was something that developed. I mean, I went to one particular church on a Friday night in late January last year. And before I knew it, I was invited into the tower, and it was like, just like a whole new world. And I caught the bell ringing bug from there, really.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And so, Nikki, how did you become aware of the work that Chris was doing?
I'd met Chris when the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre was first opened. So Chris came along to one of the openings, and he was there to record the bells of St Peter Mancroft. So that's when I first met him, and then contacted him again when we wanted some more sounds to go on our laptops.
So, Chris, how many of the churches across Norfolk have you been and recorded now?
At the moment, we have recorded 60-something.
That's an impressive number of churches.
Yeah, I've still got some editing to catch up on, and I've always got more churches to record.
This is probably a very unfair question, but do you have a particular favourite one out of the ones you've done?
Oh, not that question again. I'm always getting asked that.
It's Mancroft, obviously, isn't it, Nikki?
It is Mancroft, yes. Well, they do sound really, really nice. But it is strange. When you go through the ones that are on there, some of them do sound lovely. And the fact that you can ring what's essentially a 6-bell tower, the work that Chris has done has made it into sound like an 8, 10 or 12 bell tower. So you could also use it if you were thinking of adding more bells to your particular ring. You could have a listen to the sound files and work out whether or not it was something you wanted to do in adding extra bells to your peal that you've got already.
And it's something a layman like myself might not ever have thought about, but I'm guessing that there's probably quite a bit of variation between how the bells sound in the different... Is every sort of church unique in that respect?
Definitely. They all sound very, very different.
And that's something that I'm sure, Chris, you've been keen to capture with this.
Oh, yes. Every church sounds different. It's not just the acoustics of the tower, but the actual bells themselves. There's one particular tower I can think of here in Norwich where the bells did suffer from pollution sort of during the Industrial Revolution, and they sound really sort of dull in comparison to, say, a brand-new Whitechapel 8-bell tower.
So how long does it take to capture the sounds of the bells? Is it quite a laborious process?
It can be as laborious as you make it. I mean, a 6-bell tower, of which there are several in Norfolk, we can record them easily within about an hour. Of course, they all handle differently, and this is where all the time is consumed in handling the bells, getting them to perform how we want them to, so we can get those clean strikes.
And do you have to use lots of different microphones, or how does that whole process work?
No, my equipment is very minimal. Well, it needs to be. Some of the belfries, they vary, but some are very tight indeed. So we need something small and something robust that we can put in the atmosphere of the belfry and try and capture all the bells as evenly as we can. So it has to withstand the high volumes, which my device does quite well.
And all captured now, the whole process in this film. And are you both pleased with how the films come together?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't have released it otherwise.
And Nikki, you must be quite very pleased with it as well.
It's a lovely film and it's a really lovely record. And it also shows the hard work that Chris has put into this project as well.
Well, you can find out much more about the film and see it indeed at norfolkonfilm.tumblr.com, or just do a search online for Norfolk on Film. Well, thank you both very much, Chris Richmond and Nikki Thomas, for joining us to tell us all about the film today.
Thanks for having me.
And I thought an appropriate piece of music to take us up the travel with after talking about the bells of Norfolk and Norwich would be Sydney Carter's well-known track, Bells of Norwich. So we're going to hear a little bit of that, if I can get my thing to work. Now, here we go.
Loud are the bells of Norwich, and the people come and go. Here by the Tower of Julie, Lord of
That was the Albion Christmas Band with their version of Sidney Carter's Bells of Norwich, also sometimes known as Julian of Norwich.